Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend Jack Williams, CFO of the Nelson Company, which is a company that was founded in 1921, has had different owners over the years, but most of its of the time that it's been in business has been owned by three different small business groups. The original founder, and then later some employees, and then now the sons of two of those employees own the company, and they're still running it, growing it, diversifying their product line, and taking on the marketplace and the government, right, Jack?
That's correct.
taking on the competition and the government.
That's correct.
Do you feel that way sometimes? You got to take on the government?
We do. We make wood packaging products.
Yeah.
And wood is probably the greenest packaging product out there, but they don't want you to cut down trees for some reason.
Right.
It's green. and they're for it and against it all at the same time. It's
right.
Crazy.
Well, and you also make plastic products too, right?
Well, yeah, we distribute a line of plastic.
You do? Okay. Now, one thing that you do that's very green is you have a software program that you use. Do you sell that to other companies?
Well, we don't sell it, but we use it in our in our business.
It's called Nelson Art.
We call it our reverse distribution.
I see that. What does that mean?
So what we try and do is after a manufacturer ships their items on our pallet, we go get them back, bring them back into our facilities, and kind of keep a loop going between us, our customers, our customers' customers,
right,
and just keep the circle going. So we retrieve the stuff and reuse it.
Mm-hmm.
And what we can't reuse, we recycle.
And I like what you said about your customers' customers. If you, the key to long-term success sustainability is to help your customers help their customers.
Yeah, it helps everybody out because they're tough to get rid of.
Yeah. And folks, I hope you've been noticing some of the things that Jack's been saying. They've been vendor partners with their customers. They use outsourcing. They are helping their customers help their customers. This is how you keep a company in business for over 90 years. Is this kind of attitude? Also, taking care of your employees, right? You guys do a good job. You've been providing health care for your employees for decades, haven't you?
Yeah, for about 40, 50 years.
Which is not necessarily the norm in your industry.
No, it's not. We're the exception.
Yeah. So outsourcing. What I say is that outsourcing is one of the proliferation, availability of the whole outsourcing layer in the marketplace today, in my opinion, is one of the best things to happen to small business. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It allows you to get bigger, and to provide big company stuff to as a small company.
Because you can focus on your core competencies and let other people do things that you're not necessarily good at.
That's right, and our best customer did that for us. They're a vinyl siding manufacturer, and they didn't want to deal with pallets.
Right.
And so they focused on the vinyl and gave us their pallet business to handle for them.
I call that external outsourcing, meaning you outsource. You offer outsource services to your customers, but you also do internal outsourcing, which is where you outsource some of your work to other people.
Absolutely.
You do it up and you do it down, don't you?
Absolutely, because you can't do it all. I don't think.
Right. And what is that whole scenario we just went through there? What has that meant to your ability to grow your business, especially in the last and sustain it, especially in the tough times of the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, it's so complicated to keep up with everything, and there's experts out there who do it better than you can do it yourself.
Right. Right. So, going forward, what do you think is the future of Nelson?
We're going to continue growing. We're focusing on certain industries, ones that you know, the reuse, recycle, you know, repurpose stuff is what we want to concentrate on.
Do you see people using pallets 10 years from now, 20 years from now?
Yes. There will always be, you're not going to move stuff by hand.
Right.
It's going to be moved by something.
Right.
And I don't see anything, you know, they've tried different materials, whether it's plastic, steel, corrugated.
Right.
But
wood's hard to beat, isn't it?
It's hard to beat.
It doesn't melt, and it's not heavy. It's strong. It flexes, right?
It recycles.
Yeah.
You know, it's turning. It ends up being mulch at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
So you what do you see as a disruptor? What is the biggest threat that you think to say your industry coming up?
We have our problem is sometimes getting raw material. The packaging world that we're in doesn't use good wood. You know, the good wood goes in the houses. It
right,
in the
right,
furniture.
Right. Yeah, you get the dregs, don't you?
We get the junk.
Yeah.
But that's all you need.
Yeah.
Then there's been, over the years, there's been lots of interruptions. First, the decline of the furniture industry.
Right.
Because you're not going out in the woods to get furniture lumber. Well, you're not
getting some. What quickly, are you having any trouble getting good employees, finding qualified employees?
Yes.
Is that one of your challenges?
It's always a challenge. Yeah. Our best employees are the ones that have been with us 40 years.
Hey, Jack, I got a lot more to ask you. Will you come back another day and let's talk some more? Give us the website again, please.
www.nelsoncompany.com.
Jack Nelson, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.